Garrett, thanks so much for the time. Can you look back at last week and those two dynamite pitching performances that you had and kind of put a key in on one thing that really helped you out in both of those games to seal the deal and get a couple of victories?
For me personally, I'd just say like my connection with my catcher, Ozzie Voglemore. I say just me and him, we have a good, really good connection. So I trust everything he says back there, what he sees back there. So just having him call a game, I rarely shake him off. So just me and his connection, what he calls and anything he sees back there.
And you had double-digit strikeouts in both games. You had 14 against Whitney Point, and then you had 11 against Elmira Notre Dame. So do you remember what was working in particular in terms of your pitches in both of those wins?
Yeah, honestly, like, everything was working for me. I mean, just pounding the zone with fastballs, just getting curveballs in the zone, out of the zone, a lot of swing and misses, defense really helping me out in many games. Just working counts, getting ahead, finishing counts, just everything was going well for me.
How do you feel like your pitching has maybe improved from seasons past to where you are now?
I would certainly say just like having a better mindset on the mound, like maybe in past years haven't like tried to attack the zone as much, like nibble around the corners. And this year I'm really just trying to focus on telling myself to throw hard, pound the zone, and trust my stuff, really.
Garrett Potter's our guest here on BTL from the T-Berg baseball team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Through two complete games, had some big strikeout totals of 14 and 11 against Whitney Point and Elmira Notre Dame. And also, you had a pretty solid couple of days at the plate as well on the days that you didn't pitch. So how do you feel like maybe things have improved for you at the plate this season? And how do you feel like you're doing when it comes to your offense so far?
I mean, just the days I don't pitch, I just like feel locked in at the plate. So, and also our lineup is just really, really deep. So I know there's not much pressure on me, even being a senior. I know we got a lot of guys that can put together like quality at bats. So just me just trying to do me at the plate. I know I'm not going to hit 5 home runs. So just try to do my job, whatever that happens to be, and just try to get it done.
I always feel like Trumansburg baseball is always a contender, always has a chance to win an IAC title or always has a chance to win a sectional title. Why is that? Why has this program been really, really top-notch for as long as it's been?
Well, for me, I've been on varsity since freshman year, and that's when the last time we won the sectional championship. And so I've had a bunch of experience with winning programs and not so much winning programs because, you know, obviously the last 2 years we haven't reached our end goal. But, you know, just having a bunch of experience on this team between, like, even our young guys, our old guys, and just having everyone just be super connected just, like, really just boosts our team morale and just, yeah.
You mentioned goals. I'm wondering what sort of goals have been set for this team that you guys all have maybe collaborated on and trying to accomplish, and what sort of individual goals that you're hoping to accomplish this season?
Obviously, like, main goals, win the section, win IAC championship. Obviously, couldn't get that goal last year, but this year we all came back better, healthier, just trying to really fight for what we want. And goals for me, really, just put together a quality senior year. Last year at the end of the season, I got hurt, so I don't want to call it a revenge tour, but for me, I'm trying to fight back and get to know what I can do.
I like it. What's it going to take to keep racking up these wins in terms of what you guys got to do out there when you're playing?
For us, it's just locking in. Like, we all have the talent here, and so I think just for us to lock in as a team, like whether it's at bats, whether it's on the mound, whether it's off the field, on the field, it doesn't matter. Like, for us to lock in, I don't think anybody can beat us when we're locked in.
Well, Garrett, as we close things out, it's time for our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. You ready for them?
All right, no problem.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, let's do it. First question for you. when it comes to music, who is your all-time favorite band or artist or musician, somebody that you're always listening to, somebody that you love listening to, who's always on your playlist?
I get made fun of for it a little bit, but, you know, I'm a Drake guy.
Drake has been in the news as of late, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Next one for you. If you could trade a skill with a teammate of yours, what skill are you trading and who is that teammate that you're stealing that from?
I would say, like, Austin Mills Paul's humor. That guy is so funny. It's like not even the things he says. He is just funny.
Nice. All right, third one for you. Let's say you're hosting a dinner party and you can invite three guests, any guests, super famous, people who are no longer with us, people who are. Who are you inviting to this dinner?
I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm going to say Aaron Judge, favorite player. I'd also say LeBron because, you know, Lakers fan, but LeBron, always loved LeBron. And also, I'm a big golf guy, so I'd say Tiger Woods. He seems like a good guy, too, so.
It's basically just a mega star power.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible. I love it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Next one for you. If you could attend any marquee once-in-a-lifetime sporting event, what are you attending? What are you trying to get a ticket to?
I'd go with the Super Bowl. Those tickets are insane, but just that one final game of the football season, just nothing better than that.
Is there a particular team that you're hoping that you're cheering on for that game?
I would love to say the Giants, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
I don't know if I do either. Sorry about that. All right, last one for you. What was your favorite TV show growing up?
My favorite TV show growing up? Little Einsteins.
Okay, I like
Loved
it. Garrett, it's been an awesome season for you and the team over there at T-Berg, and we can't wait to see how these next couple of weeks go as the season starts winding down. So thanks so much for the time, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.